This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back, guys. DGS and KMOX. Happy Friday to you. Bernie Miklas joins us. Hello, Bern.
Dave Glover, how are you, my friend?
Doing well. We had athletic feats of strength in the studio today. You might want to write an article about it.
Speed and strength.
You're around my age. Did you ever play that game as a kid where you stack quarters on your elbow and then you snatch them with your hand?
Well, never played that one. So I'd probably lose if you challenged me to that.
So we were doing that, and Wheeler, being Wheeler, said that he could do a dozen of them without even practicing. So I bet him Capital Grill. I'm going to owe you guys so much Capital Grill.
Wow.
I throw it out there like it's McDonald's because I didn't think his dumb ass could do it. And then he did.
And not only did I, but you did it on the first try, too.
Yeah, it's muscle memory, man. I did that so much as a kid. What were your goofy games where you grew up, Bern?
Oh, man. So I'm going to be a really, really bad guest in this segment. I apologize. Mr. Boring. I can't remember any. I mean, we spent so much time, me and the fellas, in the neighborhood, just playing ball. I mean, always playing ball, you know. And I mean, all day long in the summer. Every kind of sport you could play in the streets or on a field, in the backyard. That's what we did. You know, we would hang targets up, like throwing footballs, like we would play kind of a make-believe game, you know, and it's like, well, you know, I'm the quarterback, my friend's another quarterback of the other team.
Yeah.
And we'd have to hit all these targets, and whoever hit the most targets on you know, one throw at each target, and not all of them were easy, you know, we'd add up the points and we'd have like four rounds as in four quarters and go from there. So, yeah, I mean, I was more just playing ball, you know.
I bet every guy our age could take you to their ancestral home and show you their wiffle ball court.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Right? Like, what was a home run? Well, you had to hit it over Darrell Angleton's roof.
Yep.
Right? I mean, it was magic. And remember the magic of you play baseball all summer, and then one day someone pulls a football out of a ball barrel.
Yeah.
And then it was just football.
And the thing about wiffle ball too, I played a ton of wiffle ball, and then we would really mix it up as well. Like you had to hit with like if you were a natural right-handed hitter, you'd have to swing left side.
Yep.
Ooh. You know, and it would like it would number one, it would teach you how to hit the opposite side, but it would also make it more challenging because the home run in my backyard, and we played a lot in my backyard, the home runs were kind of easy.
Okay.
But if you had to hit with the hand you don't normally hit with, it was definitely a challenge. That made it kind of fun.
What was Bernie Miklas' favorite position in baseball?
First base.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Catcher. Catcher number two. I never could be as good a catcher as Wheeler, though.
Well, I'm shorter to the ground, so.
I loved first base because of the mitt.
Okay.
That just made you immediately cool.
I never got to play there because I'm too short.
I played third base because a coach wanted me to play third base, and I'm not trying to brag because if I'm bragging, I'm then going to make fun of myself. And I thought I was pretty good playing third base. I had a good strong arm, you know, pretty quick to my left or right. And then one day we were playing a game, and I wasn't wearing any protection.
Oh,
and,
no.
Yeah, that
three's a crowd, man. Three's a crowd.
Yeah, that ended my career as a third baseman.
That'll do it.
The hot corner's no joke, man. That is my least favorite position. I didn't mind playing anywhere else. I always hated playing third base, and I would get stuck there occasionally because being a catcher, they figure, if you can throw to second, you can throw across from third to first, no big deal. But little known fact, I didn't start catching until I was a junior in high school.
Hmm.
I was a center fielder before that. I was the small little fast guy playing center field, and then the need was called upon to play, put on the tools of ignorance, and they said, well,
did
we'll
you ever play football? Like,
no, not for
football?
Real. Just fun. Just like pick up football.
You've been a great fullback.
I was pretty small then, Dave. Like in high school, like when we would have done that, my freshman year, I was probably 140 pounds.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
That's why I was the little fast guy.
Speaking of football, Byrne, let's talk some college football. Just take me through what you're excited about this weekend.
Well, first of all, I mean, I want to see Army and Notre Dame only because Army's having an incredible season. And I just want to see if they can give Notre Dame a game. And plus, it's a Yankee Stadium.
Yeah.
You know, it's a night game. It's going to be kind of fun. And I've told people this, and people who listen to me on KMOX all the time are tired of hearing it. But I grew up near Annapolis, and I'm a big-time Navy football fan, and I love that team dearly, always have. But every other game of the year other than Army-Navy, I root for Army. And so I'll have some emotional involvement in this, but I think Notre Dame's got too much for them. But I just want to see – I want to see Army play them tough, you know, and have a chance to beat them. I'm skeptical of that because they haven't played anybody, so we'll see. But
Notre Dame's a little squirrely, though, right? I mean,
right. That's the thing. You know, if they can lose to Northern Illinois, who's not even a good team, they and Army's disciplined. They're tough. I mean, Jeff Munkin's an excellent coach, so we'll see. That one has a lot of appeal to me, just for a lot of different reasons. And of course, who's not? We're all looking forward, if for no other reason, to be able to give Tom Ackerman a bunch of junk if Indiana gets blown out by Ohio State.
He's a little big for his britches these days, isn't he?
Yeah, he sure is. And I don't know what to make of this game because the fan in me would like to think Indiana can fight them and give them a scare and maybe win it at the end. But I'm noticing that a lot of the sharp money, and I pay attention to investment trends. I love monitoring this stuff. A lot of the sharp money's coming in on Ohio State to cover. And I don't know if you guys have a thought about that. And Ohio State is banged up. Their center's out. They got other injuries. And I think Indiana is just like sick and tired of hearing that they haven't played anybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, now they're going to play somebody. So it would be great for college football for Indiana to win.
Yeah, the sharp money is on Ohio State. The public seems to be on Indiana.
Sure.
To cover, not to necessarily win, but to cover, because it was like 12.5, 13. I think it's 11. So, like, the public is saying, yeah, we want those points, and we think that Indiana's going to keep it closer. I think it could literally go either way, man. Indiana's impressive because one thing that Cignetti has done there is they are super buttoned up. They don't beat themselves. They're lined up properly. You know, they know what they're doing. And the question is, how does that balance up against a team that's got a bunch of NFL players that are going to be playing on Sundays? And I think they have a chance, but if you said, Wheeler, you got to put $100 on this game one way or the other, I would put it on the Buckeyes.
Yeah, and I would like to think Indiana can keep it close, but I got to tell you, and I probably shouldn't do this, but the Michigan game gave me pause because I don't think Michigan's anything special this year, and Indiana had the game at home. And Indiana seemingly had that game in good control. And then all of a sudden, you know, you look up and Michigan's right on them. And maybe I should be like everyone else. You just got to shake off previous games and not pay too much attention to them. And I'm thinking, though, boy, if you had a hard time putting Michigan away at home, what are you going to do up in Columbus, Ohio?
Yeah, with a team that's been there and done that. I got a couple of upset specials to keep an eye on. I'm going to run them by you, Byrne, and see what you think. Now, obviously, my team, Miami, we've been on upset alert all year, so I'm just going to say they're always on it until they prove otherwise, and I don't know how they can prove otherwise until they just make the playoffs and win a playoff game. So I would always keep an eye on them, but I would keep an eye on Florida and Ole Miss. Florida's not good, but DJ Lagway is really good, and he's healthy now. I would keep an eye on that one. I would keep an eye on Virginia, SMU. Virginia's been in a couple of close games that they could have won and faltered in. And the other one I would keep an eye on is Minnesota-Penn State. That one I actually am picking. I'm picking Minnesota with a straight-up upset over Penn State this weekend. Not with the points. I'm just saying straight up, they're going to win the game.
I talked about that game with our friend Matt Paulino and Gas House Gang today, and I didn't pick Minnesota to win straight up, but I did pick them to cover, and I feel actually really good about that.
Yeah, yeah.
The other one is like I like Kansas a lot at home against Colorado.
All right,
because
they just got BYU.
Kansas is a much better team than their record indicates, and they got an excellent coach. Take a look at their game by game and look at all the one score, 3-point, 4-point losses. And they're playing really, really well now. They're much more like a top 25 team than their record would show. They're really, really good. And to go up to Provo and win that game is very impressive. So I like them to win and beat Colorado outright. And one of the reasons Kansas has two excellent corners who cover the passing game really, really well. So I like that one a lot.
By the way, for anybody that's wondering, Vegas agrees with you because Vegas only has Colorado as a 3-point favorite.
Exactly.
So if Vegas thinks that's a field goal game, it tells you something.
And I also I don't share your view on Florida and Ole Miss only because when we think of Ole Miss, we still think of Lane Kiffin. We think about Jackson Dart.
We think
about 400 yards passing right on down the line. The best part of Ole Miss' team this year is the defense. Their defense is incredible, and it's getting better and better every time. And I think they'll put up a much, much stronger fight defensively than LSU did last week. So I like Ole Miss to win that one. They got a lot at stake, man. They don't want to screw up yet.
Bernie, do you like the snow games like the Steelers last night?
I do. I'm drawn to them like anybody else. It's just something beautiful to watch, and I was surprised that Cleveland won that game, but I also think that Mike Tomlin's probably catching some hell today for some of the decisions he made.
Mm-hmm.
I thought the Steelers were really, really, really good and more trustworthy, but boy, they lost some of that trust last night.
Yeah, but isn't it amazing? Like, this is why we love sports, too. It's one of the reasons why we love them, because last week, Pittsburgh looked so good against Baltimore. You know, here it was a showdown of two of the AFC powerhouses and the fight for the top of the division, and then you go play a crappy Browns team and lose. Like, that's just what
whenever
makes it
that
fun.
Comes up, I always like to tell the quick story. So Mark Bolger and I are really good friends, and when he went to the Ravens, he gave me one of his jerseys, and they were playing in Pittsburgh, where Mark is from. And so I flew out there, and I said, I'm going to wear your jersey. And he goes, don't. And I said, no, I'm going to represent. He goes, Glove, I'm telling you, don't wear it. You'll get your ass beat. Like, it is no kidding around between those teams.
He knows what he's talking about, yes. That's for sure.
Yes.
Hey, by the way, I did a thing. It's funny you bring Mark Bolger up. I did a thing this week because I was just in the mood to do it. Something different, writing for ScoopsNetwork.com. Here are the best pro football quarterbacks that represented a St. Louis franchise. And, of course, Kurt Warner's number one, Jim Hart's number two.
Jim.
Charlie Johnson, who was very underrated historically, is number three. I actually had, and I know people were saying, are you sniffing glue? I actually had Mark Bolger number four. And if you read why I said that, I think people will understand. No, Mark Bolger was so unpopular here for one reason. He was the guy that replaced Kurt Warner, which means he couldn't win, right? He couldn't win. But he actually played really, really well until all the talent around him began to disintegrate.
Agreed.
And I had Neil Lomax on that list too.
Man, Jim Hart brings back memories. That is still my heart. I have a hard time not rooting for Arizona, even after what they did to us in the Bidwells and stuff. But as a kid, the cardiac cards and Don Coryell, that was some fun time.
No, it really was. And Jim Hart, I was going over some numbers, and I won't get into it. But if you go to ScoopsNetwork.com, you'll find the piece, and you can read it. I didn't write a book-level thing about every single quarterback, but I even found out some things I didn't realize about some of those guys. So, yeah, Jim Hart was, for his time, man, there was a time when during the Air Coryell years, for example, The only guys that really outperformed him in terms of passing yards and touchdown passes were a couple of guys named Marino and Montana, mm-hmm. you know? It was Marino back then, or maybe I have these quarterbacks I actually have these quarterbacks mixed up, and I apologize. So scratch what I just said. That might have been Neil Lomax during his peak. But no, Jim Hart's passing stats, here's what it was. Sorry, I'm blowing this. The only quarterback when Jim Hart was playing in his peak, right, over about 6-7 years, only quarterback threw more passing yards and touchdown passes was Fran Tarkenton.
Wow.
Like Jim Hart was as good as it got, other than Fran Tarkenton. And so, sorry that I screwed that up, but at least I rescued it.
Fran, I love the Vikings too. Lawrence McCutcheon, that whole era was great. God, we sound a million years old. But it's so true. Chuck Foreman, man, those were some fun years.
Yeah, you know, Ahmad Rashad was playing for that team. Yeah. Remember, he started out as a St. Louis Cardinal.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they were fun. They enjoyed watching those games.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
426 DGS. Fun show today. Fast food news?
Yes. The caramel apple empanada is officially back on the Taco Bell menu. This is a 2000s fan favorite.
You guys are excited by this. Never had one.
Yeah, they're good.
So it's a golden brown crispy empanada packed with warm and comforting apple pieces and a creamy filling with notes of caramel.
You know what I had last night? A McDonald's apple pie. First time in a long time. And this week we had our Thanksgiving dinner here at work, and a lot of people brought pies. There were a couple really fine apple pies. This was better.
I think it just tastes so good because it's hot when you get it.
Yeah. They do a nice job.
What about the old school ones, though?
Oh, those are the best.
Where the crust was kind of like, it's almost like the crust of like on a wonton or something. It was like that.
Yeah.
It was like
covered in sugar.
Yeah. Yeah. And nuclear hot.
Yes.
Like it took 9 years for them to cool down.
Checkers and Rallies are introducing new Philly cheesesteak bites. They are a bite-sized crunchy shell filled with familiar ingredients of a Philly cheesesteak sandwich, including Philly-style beef, grilled peppers and onions, and melted cheese.
Never been a Rallies guy. Am I missing out?
I like Rallies.
No, it's fine. I mean, you're not missing out, but it's fine. There's nothing Rally's wrong with cool. it. Yeah, nothing
they
wrong
have
with
a
it.
Lot of,
are the burgers sort of sloppy and wet, which I like?
No, they're just kind of
regular.
I don't know where you can really get a sloppy, wet fast food burger.
Yeah,
you know
Dog
what
and
I mean?
Suds
burger
when game. I was a kid was the place. Yeah, Whoppers are a little bit sloppy.
A little bit. Yeah, a little bit.
Here you go, Andrew. Burger King, speaking of Burger King, has added new pickle fries to the menu. Your favorite pickle.
Ew, yuck. I did see this, and I did think it was repulsive.
I would like to try some. They come with some creamy Hidden Valley Ranch on the side for dipping.
I can't eat pickles because of COVID.
Really? Are they too salty for
yeah,
you?
Yeah, too salty. Mm. And I loved pickles.
That I can't stinks. Eat pickles because of pickles.
Yeah, same.
They're so pickly.
Just give me all your
same.
Pickles. Okay, KFC has a Cajun deep-fried turkey available at select locations in California and Washington. They are going for $79.99 and is not available for online orders or delivery. So if you live in California or Washington and you need a KFC Cajun deep fried turkey,
I would have bought that.
It's going to cost you a pretty
Yeah, if they were selling them here, I would have bought that. Come
gather round. In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.